Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fred Report technical market call for Thanksgiving week, November 21st. Couple of announcements first, and also you're going to have to hit one to acknowledge being recorded, I believe. Okay, first announcement that you can see on the email, we are speaking at the PowerShares University at Pittsburgh in the morning next Tuesday, and on the 29th, we're speaking at another PowerShares University in Atlanta. There will be a Merrill Lynch session in the morning and a session for everyone else afternoon. We're looking forward to those. We're looking forward to seeing some of you at them. And for those of you who are in Florida, we're doing one, I believe, in Boca on December 2nd, Boca Raton in Florida. And that should do it for me for the year for PSU. So we'd love to see subscribers at those. It's always a great pleasure to do that. Now, we'll get into the markets here. We realize this is a pre-recorded call, but we do have a bunch of stocks to go through at the end for you. First of all, it looks like the Thanksgiving bounce we talked about in the stock market is underway. We had targets of 139 to 142 on the spider, and the spider is in there. There's a gap around 142.50 that could fill. We are not wild about this market. It's possible that this is going to be more than a year at the Thanksgiving bounce, but if that is the case, a pullback must be held by 136. You know, everyone's looking for a Santa Claus rally, and we're not so sure that's going to happen. It could. The other concern we have is everyone is now convinced that the market is going to rally on some sort of a deal to get rid of the fiscal cliff. We will watch the indicators. We're actually beginning to think that imminent solving of the fiscal cliff will lead to a great selling opportunity for us in another phase of the down move. We still are looking for the market to be down into next year and would be cautious. We note some of the technical things we're seeing, like the IWM being weaker than the market, NYA being weaker in the market, Transports IYT being weaker than the market. And that index, by the way, that's going to be an excellent barometer. If you're watching IYT, you need to note that IYT needs to get above 90 and then 93 to end its downtrend here. We're not convinced it's going to do that. Stochastics on all the indexes short-term are positive, and we are oversold on the longer ones, i.e. they have come down. So it is possible that we get some rally here. We would still maintain a little bit of a defensive stance, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're not changing our portfolio constructions around. We're still remaining with three low volatilities and one high volatility play. And, yeah, we'll just have to see how this shapes up. But this holiday week normally rallies and then you come down afterwards, unlike last year where we actually came down and then rallied afterwards. So let's see how this plays out. We're not super negative on the market. We may have hit actually near the lows that we're going to hit, and we just bounce around for a while. But we'll have to see how this goes. Now, on the bond market, there's some interesting stuff. TLT has rallied and gotten overbought. It's tested the 127.50 area we were forecasting and starting to come down. As long as TLT stays above 122, it's in a rally mode, really 121.50 to 122. And, of course, as we've said before, a break of 118 would be negative for that market. We note that the daily stochastic is negative and starting to come down, as we said. We've been looking as TLT rallies for LQD to come down, and it has. We'd like to see LQD down around 121 if we could. That still remains a favorite for us longer term, and the stochastic on that is turning up. But over the next couple of months, this may start to do badly. And the same with preferreds. PGX is down, came down nicely. It's rallying back but could retest that 1445 low. PFF, which is another preferred ETF, has also come down. So it's not just the thing with the PowerShares ETF. They've all come down and are starting to rally here. We expect them to come down and retest. Ultimately, these should be very good next year. We would use weakness in these to buy them and strength in TLT to sell. We had an interesting email from one of our subscribers about short sales in HYG and JNK. In other words, a lot of these junk bond funds are being fairly heavily shorted now. We still like the asset class. What we have been saying and what we are still saying is PHB has got better construction and is outperforming in the event of a market decline, i.e. there's no Class C paper in there Obviously, look under the hood on these ETFs and get an idea for what's going on. We continue to recommend lightening up on high yield in general, as it should come down with stocks and has. But a good trade for you might very well be to sell HYG, take your gains, transfer that money into PHB or BKLN, with the idea being you're going to get a little bit more stable a product if the market comes down and the economy does slow. And we'll look to switch back into HYG for a trade a little bit later on. Now, in the commodities, GLD has rallied. The stochastic on that is in a sell configuration, however. Moving averages are starting to be positive. Ideally, GLD will trade and support at 165 for a while. The daily stochastic could come down a little bit and then rally. This remains on our accumulation models, our favorite unit, and we note that the weekly stochastic has retraced to 50. The weekly moving averages are still up, and the weekly stochastic has retraced to 54 area or so and is turning up. So this looks primed to go, and we maintain our five-month target of 184 to 185 on GLD or 1840 to 1850 on the nearby contract. We've been using both numbers. Certainly the higher number is doable. One of our client firms has come out with a 1900-plus target on gold or 192 on GLD, and based on my analysis, it's going to have to trade through 185 before it gets to 192. I can agree with their target, but I'm remaining with 185 to 184. In terms of oil, our seasonal trade in oil is sort of bouncing around a little bit. It is off the lows. It's not trading extremely well. What we've been waiting for a big add in crude oil is the weekly stochastic, which has turned up to go above 20. That has not yet occurred. When it does, we'll be a little bit more excited about that. The daily stochastic is rallying, however, and that's a positive. We think that'll pull that indicator up. Oil is generally weaker than we would have thought it would be, so we're not as enthused about this trade, but we do it every year. And so it's showing bottoming signs. It is longer term weaker. One of the interesting things here is our forecast that the euro would be stable, and it is, and that the yen would fall off. And look at FXE versus FXY. FXY is really coming down now. It's down another dollar two today. Though it's reacting much better to selling indications, and at the same time, the euro is remaining stable. This could actually kick the dollar index up, and it is a little bit. UUP is up 3 cents. The euro is the biggest component of the dollar index, but with this much weakness in the yen, you're going to see the dollar index slowly move up. The interesting thing here is if this does continue, this has got very positive ramifications for Japanese equities. And so we are interested in EWJ. We are interested in JOF in here, especially for next year. But we would be accumulating little positions in these with the idea being that they're going to do well. And, guys, one other thing I want to mention is, you know, right now the time cycles and such look like the market is going to be in a little bit of difficulty and choppiness until the middle of 2013. But I don't want people to get wedded to that time period. If we start to see things that look better, we'll start to make changes in advance of that. We're expecting a fairly interesting time of sector rotation. We're expecting rotation out of some of the defensive names into some of the industrial names. You know, if you're a long-term investor and you're willing to take a chance, for example, Caterpillar looks extremely appealing here at this price at 83. The only problem with Caterpillar here is where we really want to get Caterpillar is 70. So if it breaks down out of this base and falls into the next part of next year, you're going to be sitting on a 10-point loss if you buy it, which is why we're not recommending it now. But these sorts of stocks could be big stocks next year, and financials, the banks, et cetera. So what I'm saying is we need to take a look at some of these names and let them come down a little bit, financials as well. With that, We'll get into the individual stock selection of the call. Again, we're going to look at weekly charts for most of you on these. The first stock we've been asked about is JEC, Jacobs Engineering. It's holding support at 37.50. The weekly stochastic has come down. This is a name you can nibble at between here and 35, and it ought to work. MCP, one of our clients, came in and has mentioned that there have been some problems with this name, from 70 down to 7. Why this is down is probably a fundamental reason. The only thing you can say is the stochastic on the weekly is what we call in the cellar, i.e. it's been mostly below 20 since June of this year, and that's the sign of a trend. When that occurs, and when you have what we had in late September, early October, where the stochastic on the weekly peaked above 20 and then the stock has made lower lows. Now, in order for this name to be completely recovered, we're going to want to see the weekly moving averages cross to the upside. That would signify the end of the downtrend on that name. You do see some shots on the daily chart that this could rally, but it could rally to 8.5 and then come all the way down. And stocks that make new lows after October towards the end of the year are generally tax loss bounce candidates. So this is sort of an avoid unless you've got a really good reason to buy the name. BPT, nice drop in the stock. I think that we're told that some of this is because of the dividend tax changes. This has made lower lows and started to rally. Actually, if you're real aggressive, you could buy this and look for 78 to 80. Anything below the lows that it's made last week would be a sale. We've been asked about HAO, the short-term Chinese small-cap ETF. We think that's going to do really well next year, but it could see some settling back into the 18 to 19 area, and we're very interested in that name ultimately. But let's sort of peck away at it and realize that much above 25 would signal that this thing's going into the 30s, and we would like this name. Intel. We now see why the stock is down. There's some management disarray there. The stock is now below 20. I would look to buy some of this at 18.90 if you get it. I have noted in the past that every time Intel has gone below 20, we have gotten a buy signal on it and made fairly substantial money. This is probably going to be a tax loss bounce candidate, but I could start to accumulate it here. The real run in this should occur next year, though. We could see some more sales in it. So don't think it's going to go up right away. PM, let's have a look at PM, Philip Morris. Again, a nice chart as long as it holds 80. The weekly stochastic has turned up. We'd buy this immediately and look for 92, 93. Even if the market comes down, this has got a chance of doing pretty well. ULTA, let's have a look. Your stochastic is down. It has not yet turned up. We look for a shot at 81 to 82 on this. Supporting at 84 and having the weekly stochastic turn up would also be good. GDXJ, a lot of support at 20. We'd like to see it get closer to 20. This looks like a decent retracement to buy. Moving averages, believe it or not, are still positive. So this is a buy between 22 and 20 with the objective in the 27.50 to 30 area, and we do like gold. SMBC, let's see how that looks. That looks buyable right now. It's a little bit overbought, but as long as it stays above 21, it's okay. We should use that and play it here. SWKS, here we come. Nice pullback to support. Support is also in the 17.50 area. The weekly stochastic is down but has not yet turned up. When that turns up, we would look to buy the stock. It looks decent. Again, good pattern, just not quite ready. Qualcomm has turned up. You can buy the stock immediately. Look for 65 to 67. Any break of 57 on this target's 52. We've had some bad luck with this name in the past, so we're not real interested in it. But objectively, it is a buy. First Solar, let's have a look. This stock is a nice base. Certainly, when the weekly stochastic comes down a little bit, you can buy it. If you want to buy it here, go ahead. Your stop loss would be 19. And I would look for ultimately 36, 37 on this name. It may chop around for a bit before it does much. We're not big on tech here. We're pretty negative on tech, actually, still. ALTE, Altera Capital. Nice drop into the 20 area. It's turning up price-wise. The weekly stochastic hasn't turned up. What would be ideal on this name would be to see it test back a little bit, say to 2160, and then turn up and head for 2480. This is a decent pattern. If you've got good fundamental reasons to believe that this is going to advance, it certainly can. But in the meantime, just be aware this might take a little bit more time to do. FB, new position, Facebook. It looks like it could rally a little bit more. Again, we feel there's going to be tax selling in this name. Resistance is 25, 26. It could definitely hit it. If we see this start to fall off into December, it's probably going to go down and challenge the 18 area again, where we might want to take a look at it. CLMT, stock is traded up. The weekly stochastic is down. Unless this gets above 32 fairly quickly, it's probably going to 26, where we would want to buy the stock. CLMT, a buy in the 26 area. eBay, another tech name, and again, we're not extremely excited about tech, but this is a good-looking name. As long as it stays above 45, it's probably going to trend up. Much below 45 would target 40 or lower, and it's a nice-looking name, so we'd stay with it. HTWR, is in the stochastic is in the buy area, and could turn up above 80 as long as we see support hold at 80, looking at this, because this is actually sort of a funny pattern. Resistance is at 90. It could test that again fairly quickly. We like the looks of that name. Starbucks, SBUX, let's have a look. This has been a stock we haven't liked for a bit. It actually looks like it is stabilizing, and above 54 would be great. For the name and target 60. My thought here is it's probably going to be a range 45 to 54, 55. What we would probably do here is a buy right strategy where we bought the stock, look for it to get near 55, and then write the 55s on it. That's for aggressive people. Otherwise, you're going to want to write something higher than 55. But the name looks decent. HGR, let's have a look. Support is in the 22 to 2250 area. It's held it. If the weekly stochastic turns up here, this actually looks pretty good. This could pop to 27. And triple D, DDD, we're looking at that and thinking a lot of support at 32, which has been tested. This is a name we would probably actually avoid or look for a break of 36 and play it down to 28. The last stock we're going to talk about right here is Apple. We weren't actually asked to talk about Apple, but I do want to mention it. Apple has basically tried to support in that 550 area, but it did plunge below it. Obviously very oversold. The weekly stochastic has turned up, but has not gone above 20, giving a buy signal. We've talked to various people about Apple going to 580 to 600 here. We think that 580 to 620 is doable. We are not sure that the long-term prospects of this stock are as good as they were, but as a trader, I would have to look at this, and as long as it stays above 520, we think this can make it to 620 where we would sell it. If you're overweight in Apple and it starts getting to 580 to 600, we would start to scale the stock back. We have fundamental concerns on the stock. We'd be glad to address those if anyone wants to talk about them, but we are not fundamental analysts, remember. So our fundamental concerns may be overblown. The only other tech stock I want to mention real quick, IBM looks like it's made a little bit of a bottom. It's trading at 190. It could trade up to 195. So, you know, this short-term rally is probably not completely over. Looking at IBM and some other stocks, but after that, we still do expect some choppiness in the markets. With that, this will end the pre-Thanksgiving call. I do want to thank everybody for their participation and their interest, and wish everybody a happy and safe holiday season.